How happy are you? Gratefulness is an important point to consider, as feeling a sense of happiness with life is important if we wish to achieve our heart's desires. If you are feeling disheartened and unhappy when you review your life, then this is not the time to attempt to create change. Although these negative feelings are often an indication that all is not well, and that you need to make certain changes, it's advisable to ensure that you begin to feel excited and joyful before embarking on a new approach to managing your life. Often when we're feeling low, we forget that we also have much to be thankful for. Always take note of the positive aspects of your life, no matter how small, before you embark on a change process. So even though you may be considering your current lack or problem and all that you would like to have or achieve over and above your current lifestyle, you will only be able to reprogram your mindset effectively if you feel a sense of enthusiasm and exhilaration for what is possible, as well as a sense of gratitude for what you already have. It's essential to look carefully at your life and to become aware of everything you have already achieved. Even your current mindset must contain many positives in it in order for you to have come this far. Remember that life is not perfect, and when you while away your time feeling miserable because of all the problems you have to face, you are not using your power of control effectively. Of course, challenges will arise from time to time. You only have control over your own thoughts and actions. You cannot control what others think or do, and it's guaranteed that people will let you down at times. When you focus on these letdowns and allow yourself to become filled with despair, you are behaving reactively and allowing the people and circumstances in your surroundings to manage your life. Accept that life will not always be perfect, but believe strongly in your ability to overcome every challenge. Progress occurs continuously, and it becomes demanding to remain up to date with the latest gadgets, clothing, furniture, appliances, etc. This is also unaffordable for most people. Marketing and advertising often emphasize the latest trends, reinforcing this mindset of lack, especially when others in your community, family, or social groups seem to acquire these things with ease. Living with a constant sense of lack builds a mindset of incapability and is destructive, as it leads towards feelings of apathy and resentment. These negative thought patterns can limit an individual's desire to progress, as resignation sets in and they are governed by sadness for all that they don't have. For this reason, it is necessary to conduct a regular self-analysis of our thought patterns and attitude to life. We should consider whether we are perhaps instilling this mindset of lack into the children in our care. Are we contributing to their sense of gratitude for what they currently possess, no matter how limited this may seem? Do we take good care of our possessions? Are we influencing the young people who look to us for guidance to maintain their items in good order? It's a fact that gratitude builds a positive foundation for future gain by developing a positive attitude that is driven by motivation and enthusiasm to succeed. Focus on lack, on the other hand, results in a sense of apathy and blame-mindedness, where individuals believe in their limitations, thereby increasing feelings of resentment and jealousy and emphasizing their own inability to achieve success. By creating a pattern of regular self-review, where we draw up a gratitude list, this should also include non-material items that we are thankful for. And by ensuring that a practice of taking good care of all possessions is followed diligently, we build a foundation of positivity and inner drive towards further achievement. Doing this turns life into an exciting adventure where planning what we want and deciding how to go about bringing it into our lives becomes fun. And although our life may not be as we would like it to be at this moment, we can seriously consider that we have the resources to plan and create what we want. We should turn our living into an exciting and enjoyable project that we approach with a light-hearted mindset. It's a case of deciding to be happy. That's really important for this process to work. I'm going to begin my gratitude list now with the decision to feel joyful and excited about the future that I can create for myself. And I encourage you to do the same.